Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This is 100 Yards of Football. Today, Vincent Turner goes in, takes a trip down to Alcorn State in Lorman, Mississippi, where they produced a wonderful product, 6'3", 238-pound player, originating out of Greenville, Mississippi. Playing the position of tight end, he was a third-round pick back in 1977, where he eventually became a four-time Pro Bowl tight end player. With 350 receptions, along with 5,084 receiving yards. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Jimmy Giles, right here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. One more time. If you like the video, please come in and share it. We truly appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Well, well, well. Everyone knows my story. As I tell people all the time, today I'm going to highlight a gentleman that played in the SWAC, played at Alcorn State, Jimmy Giles, tight end, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the reason that I'm going to highlight Mr. Giles today is that I don't think he gets the love. Honestly, I think he's a Hall of Fame player. And based on his career, me doing my research work, it's very amazing that he never gets mentioned in the laws of all the great tight ends that play this game. Alcorn State. Tell you a true story. He's from a town of Greenville, Mississippi. A lot of population, I think today they have like 70-80% African Americans that's in that little town. And when I was 13 years old, truth be told, I used to visit my uncle Robert Turner, who's now deceased, and his lovely wife, Lucy Turner. I used to go down to Dermont, Arkansas, which is about 20 miles right there at the state line in Arkansas from Greenville, Mississippi. And I used to catch a plane out of Memphis to that Greenville airport. And the one thing I noticed when I was 13 years old back in 1973, going down there visiting my uncle, it was something different about those people in Greenville. Hardworking. Minding their business. I don't have to tell you a story about something in the water in Mississippi. What was something in the water about Greenville, Mississippi? Tommy Davidson, Mary Wilson of the Supremes. You feel me? Do you feel me? Wilbur Montgomery of the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, one of the most underrated tight ends to play in the National Football League, Jimmy Giles, was from that area. And he went to Alcorn State. Now think about this. One thing that I was researching about Mr. Giles was his love for Alcorn State. He said it was the greatest thing that ever happened to him, attending that school for 4 years. The ability to play with some of the talent that was on that football team in the years that he was there. Lawrence Pillars, San Francisco, Ronnell Young, Philadelphia Eagles, Otis Warnsley, the Washington Redskins. But he said that's where he grew up as a man. And became a football player that everybody underrated him. Now, I'm going to put people on blast today here on 100 Yards Football. He was drafted in the third round by the Houston Oilers. Only played 1 year for the Oilers. And everybody gives Bump Phillips kudos for his time in Houston and him having the great Earl Campbell. But see, Mr. Phillips made the decision to go with Mike Barber at the tight end. And he sent Jimmy Giles to Tampa Bay, who's the worstest franchise in the league at that time in 78. But you know what? Jimmy Giles got over there at Tampa Bay under John McCain, and they made magic. In 4 years, they played in the 1979 NFC playoffs and came one game away for going to the Super Bowl. And think about that Tampa Bay team that grew quickly when Mr. Giles got there. Ricky Bell, Dewey Sayman, Jerris White, Richard Batman Wood, Charlie Hanna out of Alabama, Dave Reeves, Dave Lewis, Isaac Higgins, Cecil White, Mike Washington, Curtis Jordan, Randy Crowder, and of course the man from Zachary, Louisiana, Douglas Williams. And that 79 team was special. But when you look at Jimmy Giles, you look at his career, 350 receptions, 5,084 yards, seeing 41 touchdowns. Listen to that key point though. 41 touchdowns. Played 13 seasons. Four-time Pro Bowler. October 20, 1985. Don Shula called him outside Earl Campbell, the greatest football player he played against pound for pound. The great Don Shula now. In that game, Mr. Giles had four touchdown catches. And then think about this. That was really, really amazing to me. The Black College Football Hall of Fame just voted him in 2021. Come on, what are y'all doing, people? And then I seen all these people getting voted in the Hall of Fame. The Pro Football Hall of Fame. And you're going to tell me Jimmy Giles don't have a mark to have a seat there? You're talking about stats, I understand that, but what about the impact of the game? What about the impact of the game? Then think about the 1977 NFL draft when you had Mike Cobb that went before him in that draft. You had Dan Hasselbeck that went before him in that draft. And what kind of careers did they have? Did they have no Jimmy Giles career? Then think about this. Back during that time, everybody was saying John Mackey, good football player, played the Baltimore Colts. It was the first tight end that had speed to get downfield. Then Charlie Sanders with the Detroit Lions was very physical. Physical football player. Loved Charlie Sanders. Then you had Charles Tree Young out of USC with the Philadelphia Eagles. Then you had Dave Casper, granted, Oakland Raiders. Good player. But looking at all them and putting them all together, Jimmy Giles at 6'3", 239 pounds, was way much better than them. You wonder why I say that? Go back and go look on the film on him. He was a dynamic weapon in the offensive game. Man, man, man. Blocking. He was the only guy seen to have his hand in the ground that could make an impact in the running game. His route running was outstanding. A field awareness, outstanding. Toughness, outstanding. Line release, outstanding. Body control, outstanding. And I think about during that time, he was a four-time Pro Bowl player with Doug Williams when he got there in 78, 79 seasons. He could get deep. He could stretch the defenses. But I understand the National Football League was probably thinking, how this guy out of Alcorn State? When we got Dave Casper out of Notre Dame, Charles Young out of USC, Charlie Sanders out of Minnesota, and John Mackey out of Syracuse. How's this guy's skill level better than all them? And it's amazing to me he doesn't get the respect. But you know what? Here on 100 Yards Football, I'm going to give you Jimmy Giles his flowers.
And the reason I'm going to do that, one of my best friends that passed away a year and a half ago, Lawrence King, that went down on Alcorn State in 1979 on a football scholarship, told me something about Jimmy Giles. In the offseason, when he was there for that one season, Jimmy Giles would come back and speak to all the other guys that followed him. Isaac Hope, Steve McNair, John Theory, Donald Driver. But the guy was outstanding on the field in his ability to get deep. And him going to Tampa Bay. See, Bob Phillips, you try to be dirty. You try to be low down. But see, God is always in his plan. And Jimmy Giles went over there one more time, four-time Pro Bowler. Played 13 years in the league. Played 9 with Tampa Bay. And him, Doug Williams, formed a duo, a tight end and quarterback going deep with the football better than anybody in the league at that time. See, Greenfield, Mississippi is in the house. And as I tell you people, I don't have to say anything about Mississippi no more. Something in the water. I don't care if you like me or not. Because some people down there are focused. And it's something that's special about the Delta. And see, Jimmy Giles doesn't get his respect. Alcorn stayed in the house. Go back and watch his film. He was one of the better blockers at 6'3", 239. Skill level officers, kizza. So today, Mr. Giles, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to talk about you here on 100 Yards of Football. Alcorn State, Lorman, Mississippi, a little town. The nation at Alcorn State, the SWAC Central, the HBCUs. I'm telling you all the time when you honor football players, don't talk about Michael Strahan all the time. Don't talk about Jerry Rice all the time. Don't talk about Walter Payton. Don't get me wrong, they're great. But let's give respect, flowers, honor to the guys that don't get their love. And Jimmy Giles should be in the Hall of Fame. NFL, I know what you're doing. This guy. And what makes me so upset, I understand Dave Casper was getting his flowers at the time from Notre Dame. I understand Charles Tree Young was getting his flowers at the time in the 70s from USC. And I understand that about Charlie Sanders. But make no bones, this young man out of Greenville, Mississippi, an area that's very rich in hard work, determination, not worrying about what nobody's saying. I want to mind my own business. Jimmy Giles was special, man, in the National Football League. And with that team right there, the Tampa Bay Bucks. And kudos to John McKay that knew how to use his talent.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, this morning for making it happen. To the gentleman that brought it up, Mr. Mark Bass, you got a great voice, brother. Thank you. So the only thing I think about Jimmy Giles, it's this right here. Boogie nights. Dance with the boogie. Get down, because it's boogie nights. Always the best in town. Remember that? Got to keep on dancing. Keep on dancing. Boogie nights. Jimmy Giles, I love you, brother. You should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm Vincent Turner, 100 Yards Football. Thank you today.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.